Jewelers here to remind you, we don't just offer the best pieces, we offer one of the last master hand engravers in our country. My father can create timeless, personal, and unforgettable pieces. Come by our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or learn more online at wowdiamonds.com.
Late great Kate Smith, and it is, what was that? And it's time for obviously the Playhouse. There's the music. We're very informal here, and there are no rules, obviously.
Oh, crap!
Thank you,
hey,
kids. I don't know why you kids thought that was funny, but kids, who can predict them?
Two teams will make up the post-post game. The post-post
game. Oh, well, at least you didn't make five mistakes in one segment like John Londo.
I was the guy from St. Petersburg yesterday.
Yeah. He was in that class. And if you don't know what that's about, you should listen every day. It was in the joke yesterday. Well, good afternoon. And welcome to the June 4th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Complete Auto Body. Yes, but what really makes it complete is that about half what they do is auto repair, service work. You know, brakes, tires, oil changes, that kind of thing. We'll tell you all about Complete Auto Body, but first, let's do this.
Hey!
Let's see who's running the control board. That guy that called yesterday, I think it was yesterday, and said, who does the sound effects over there? And
yeah,
he
yeah right.
Realized that that's what the that's part of the whole control board thing. It's not just one control board. It's very complicated. People that have ever seen inside, like a space shuttle or something, it's kind of like that. It's not just anybody can do it. And the amazing thing is that he can do it. And 19 years in Great Britain, he didn't get to practice it or learn it. It all happened when he came back here. I might add that 10 of those years, he lived in Birmingham, England, where his daddy still lives, Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
It is my second time today to be with our next participant. He and I were together this morning. More on that down the road. We're just glad that he's here with us today, and he didn't decide to go northbound or southbound or westbound or. Bill Clavlin, say hello to everybody.
Hello. Can I make a plea to Limey to just put your hat down a little more?
Sorry,
it's really
sorry.
Weird.
I know. I had to throw my headphones, so it knocked my hat off, and I haven't had a chance to fix it yet.
Well, let's do it now. Just take your headphones off, please. At play-by-play, he's removing his headphones, just, turning his cap
better.
Backwards.
Yeah,
okay. His headphones back on, and now we're back.
Thank you.
There
you
go.
Much better. Hello, everyone.
I was wondering what you were staring at.
You feel better, Bill?
I do, thanks.
There are two people behind the bulletproof, coronavirus-proof glass. One of them is now an official freeloader, only hanging around to try to win a contest.
Oh,
the other one is there throughout every show. He, of course, Dan Strauss, who's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to the sponsor of the yard sale as well. It's the First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmarts. They have great rates on car loans, home loans, plus you can still get information on the CARE Act loans for your business. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Well, he used to work a lot of places. Now he's our newsman. And one other thing. I'm telling you, I got this down to 2 seconds now.
Wow.
Tim Woodburn. Oh, he's a private investigator. Let's not leave that out. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello, and thank you to the Law Office of Scott Sherman. Scott appears on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon every Thursday in the 4 o'clock hour, as you just heard, to offer free legal advice. And he co-hosts The Yard Sale with Dan Strauss every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. here on 590 The Fan. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with COVID-19 and you or they have been forced to miss work, as a result, you may be eligible for workman's compensation. Contact Scott Sherman anytime. Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com. Once again, Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. You know, some of these ministers, they'll, if you make a big donation to their church, their evangelistic campaign, they'll send you a prayer cloth. Have you ever heard of that?
I have.
They bless a rag, and then they tell you it's holy, or they'll send you water that they bless, holy water. Well, Rat Boy is convinced that he has a huge following, almost a cult-like audience for him and what he does and loves so well. And he's working on it now. We'll let you know when it's ready. If you make a donation to his fund, and you know what he buys with all that money, he will send you an official, it's not a prayer cloth. What kind of cloth is it?
Cheese.
You know, there is cheese cloth. He didn't know that. Shook his head. So there's already a... What is cheesecloth? It's like a soft, is it?
Yeah.
Like gauze? Or
yeah, it's kind of like a gauze, I think.
Yeah.
And isn't it what they pack some cheese in?
Like, I think that's what they use it to strain, like mozzarella and stuff like that.
Straining. I think you're right. Not like straining at stool.
Yeah,
that's
straining.
Yeah, you don't want that like kind of strain.
Careful.
I'm sorry, Rat Boy. Somebody already come up with that. There's already a cloth like that. Well, in times like these, when, you know, when I get down and depressed and worried, all I have to do is listen to some great polka music. You should try it. But not just any music. It needs to be performed by these guys, Bruce Lipris and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. We are brought to you by Complete Auto Body. They have three locations, Hazelwood, Delwood, and St. Peter's. Yes, as the name implies, collision repair, Complete Auto Body. But half of their business is complete auto service, brakes, tires, oil changes, pre-purchase inspections. Good idea, by the way. If you buy a pre-owned car from an individual, if they don't agree to let you have somebody check it out, in this case, Complete Auto Body, I wouldn't know that I'd want to buy that vehicle. What are they trying to hide? They don't want it checked out. They do safety and emissions and all, as I said, the usual things that repair shops do. Lots of fleet work. If you have a company and you have fleet vehicles, for example, the police department, they got a bunch of vehicles. They service a lot of those police vehicles and a lot of vehicles for a lot of other companies. Who in the room can remember your first car wreck where you had to go to a body shop? Because I can, and I'll never forget it. Limey, have you ever had an accident?
Yeah, I've had an accident, but the car was totaled, so it doesn't count.
They can't do anything about that. Bill?
Yeah, two old guys that weren't paying attention, driving together, slammed into the back of my first car that I had. It was a Honda Accord, like a 92 Honda Accord, slammed right in the back. I had a stoplight stopped.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, you got lemon
your potty. Very first car. Your very first car?
Yes.
Which was probably special to you.
No.
It wasn't?
No,
I was
really.
Wrong.
Okay. Same thing with me. I was on the way to hockey and I...
And two old guys ran into you too?
No.
Same old guys.
No, not two old guys. And they say, yeah, we just hit Bill Cleveland. Now we're going after you. No, a 17-year-old girl ran into the back of me at a stoplight. And she jumped out crying and it was like her fourth accident.
And you were sitting still.
Yes.
You know what's amazing here? I have also been hit twice sitting at a stoplight, hit from the rear, but somebody wasn't paying attention. Mm-hmm. Tim, you're the only one left. You ever been hit sitting still at the stoplight?
I have not, but I have been ejected through the front windshield of a car in a one-vehicle accident. I had to have my thumb surgically reattached.
Whoa. Okay, you went...
Must have been a big window.
You went...
Oh!
You know what?
Wow. You know what? Oh,
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
So now, Limey, I think you understand why that could have been hurtful.
I am sorry.
Some way, what you said there. So, was that your first accident where you had to go to a body shop? Or?
No, my first car I got T-boned by a gal coming out of a community college in South County. This was an accident in college when I was much smaller, I might add.
Mm-hmm. And must have been a big car.
Dan, it doesn't work now.
Dan's first accident was on a short bus.
Hang on a second.
I was 17, taking my brother to school because I could drive and he couldn't because he was younger. Big brother got a driver's license. Raining. And I guess I was listening to KXOK and music of the 60s and feeling pretty cool because I'm the big brother that could drive, and there were no anti-lock brakes, and the guy in front of me, wasn't noticing that he had to put his brakes on, and I slammed right into him and knocked him into another guy. Three cars going to the body shop. And it's all the fault of a 17-year-old, and buddy, it shook me up and scared me because the first time you hear that breaking glass and crunching metal, it is frightening. Mm-hmm. And it was my dad's car. And even though we bought it used, it was the nicest car we'd ever owned. And it was never the same because back then, body work was, lots of it was crap. It was not uncommon to see a door that didn't match the back door, a different shade. They didn't know how to, you know, they didn't have computer matching and all that. Listen, Complete Auto Body, here's how good they are. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet could have the body work done for their customers anywhere. They could open their own body shop. I think years ago maybe they had that. But they've decided that to get it done right and make everybody happy, including customers, let Complete Auto Body do it. And that's who does all of their collision work, is Complete Auto Body. 314-731-7999. And again, three locations, St. Peter's, Hazelwood, and Delwood. Their website is CompleteAB.com. You won't remember it. You just won't. That's why you go to Facebook.com/AMandThePM or FrancoPinion.com. And please, as a new advertiser, we want them happy. I am not asking you to have an accident on purpose. If you want to do that, just make it minor. Don't get hurt. We don't want to lose any listeners. But I am asking you that when you do call and say, hey, one other thing. In addition to telling them your AM and the PM, when it comes time to call the insurance company, and if the insurance company says, here's where we'd like for you to take this vehicle, if they don't say Complete Auto Body, then you say it, because it's your car, and you have the right to decide where it's going to be repaired and done right. Complete Auto Body. Again, CompleteAB.com. Very quickly, I do remember the most expensive and the most work that was ever done was $18,000. That it wasn't total, and it's that point where you wish it had been, because it's just...
You can buy a new car for that.
Well, they determined that it was cheaper to pay the $18,000, but then you never want the car, because there's so much repair work that had to be done that you're always aware of it, even if it was done perfectly. So, again, CompleteAB.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
But he's here today. Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, he's Bill Cleveland, and he's brought to you by Window World. Number one selling replacement window in the United States. I think my daughter and son-in-law are probably, once they kind of get past being overwhelmed with everything that goes along with getting a first home, a couple of windows in that house, I don't see how there's any hope for them. They know who to call. Window World, and you do too. More at windowworldst.louis.com. Give it up, if you would, for Bill Cleveland. Bill, good to see you a second time today.
Yeah. All right. Scott Sherman is here. I guess we have to do trivia.
Yeah, he's here.
Is that how that works?
That's how it goes.
That'd be funny. Let's not do it.
It's just, yeah.
Oh. We didn't do it last week. The memory game.
Ah.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say hello and thanks to John Londoff Jr. for commiserating with me after the fact about what happened last week. But if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best, so... I take it as a challenge. Thank you.
I don't even remember who won last week.
I did.
Oh, that's why I don't remember.
I didn't remember that until just now.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's why Tim just had T-shirts made last week that said, I won this week's competition.
Must have been a big T-shirt.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. I mean, it's not...
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
So you see, Scott, what I just mentioned off the air, that could have been perceived as being hurtful.
Yeah, this is the toughest room in all of St. Louis.
You got to have some
Tim, I am working on my self. But the people that I rent from, they gave us T-shirts, and it was really nice of them. So I opened mine up, and it was a double XL. It looked like a flag. And I'm like, oh, boy, it's time to start walking. So okay. It wasn't meant.
But you're not a double X, are you?
No.
You would be L or an XL?
I'm an XL. I used to be an L. I guess I used to be a medium, but I'm working on getting back to the L.
I wear a small, so all of you can go to hell. Yeah.
Well, most children men do. So.
Oh,
All right, we know who's getting the tough question.
I was asked one time by somebody, how'd you meet Bill Cleveland? And it was many years. I'll tell you, many years ago, and I was in one of the department stores, whatever. Like a North, but it was maybe back then, Venture, whatever. It was a partnership. I was there with my kids, and I ran into him. They were having a sale on young boys' clothing, and Bill was in there shopping in clothing departments for kids 12 and under. He was buying some clothes for himself, and that's how I met him.
He's got 27.
He's got a Garanimal on right now.
Yeah. Oh, I know what that is. Matching, coded. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a great idea when they did that. All right, I'm sorry, Bill, it's your segment.
Okay, so it's Trivia Thursday, I think, still. Yeah. We'll start with a tiebreaker question, and we will begin with Scott Sherman. Then we'll work our way. I have
counterclockwise.
I have Scott, Dan, Limey, Frank, and Tim. So the question is, how many white five-pointed stars are there on the Brazilian flag?
Oh on the Brazilian flag.
That's a tiebreaker question. Scott, absolutely. Number
12.
Dan,
8.
Limey,
are we allowed to look at the flag before we answer?
No,
of course not.
I'm gonna say 9.
Okay, Frank.
I have not to 16. I don't know.
And Tim,
what's the lowest guess?
8.
I'll say 6.
Okay, there you go. We'll answer that at the end. Okay, so you have two categories to choose from: television trivia or numbers, where every answer is a number.
Oh, okay. So it's like math questions?
No, not math questions. Just every answer happens to be a number.
Like how many continents are there?
Oh, okay,
that would be
cool.
A number answer.
Okay, so Scott, we'll begin with you. Which would you like, television trivia or numbers?
Television trivia, please.
Okay, let me look at the hardest question I have here. Okay. On an episode of Seinfeld, Kramer passes out every time he hears the voice of what television personality?
Whoa.
Oh, Kathy Lee Gifford.
That is incorrect.
Where's the timer? Do you have the timer, or am I supposed to?
That's for the other game.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Dan.
Oh, my God in heaven.
Dan, you know all the Seinfeld stuff.
I know this. I can't. It's, it was on. I can hear the show. I can hear the
this
theme song
stalling.
Of the show.
Yeah,
no,
it's
I
not
can't.
This is all the time.
It's driving me crazy. Joan London.
No, but whatever happened to Joan London?
Oh,
she's
my
still
God,
around.
Was,
she looks, still looks good.
Okay, so that's a wrong for Dan and Limey.
Who's the lady that did Murder, She Wrote?
You can't ask.
Yeah, well, no, I don't know her name, but that's anyone.
Is this your first day on the job?
You can't ask a question. You're supposed to answer a question if you don't know her name.
Joanna
then...
Lumley?
I don't know who that is.
No,
oh, no that is correct. Incorrect. Frank.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, come on, Frank. Stop stalling. Give us an answer. Give us an answer.
Come aggravating to me.
Say a name.
Joan Rivers. I don't know.
Incorrect. Tim.
Angela Lansbury.
No.
Incorrect, but that was the answer you were looking for.
That's Angela Lansbury.
No,
thank
it's
you.
Not her.
The answer is Mary Hart.
Mary Hart with the legs.
Of Entertainment Tonight.
Yes.
Okay. Mary Hart with the legs.
Yes.
Oh. Her legs were insured for like $2 million.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, absolutely true.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh my God.
Dan, pick a category: TV trivia or numbers.
TV trivia.
Okay. On the TV show Cheers, which three characters were the only ones to appear in every episode of that series? Just name the characters.
This sounds easy, but I bet it's not.
Ooh. Norm, Cliff Clavin, and Sam Malone.
So should I say if you got any correct or just say completely?
I just say no. Yes or no.
All right, I will say you are incorrect. So Limey.
Okay. Oh, me. Oh, do I have to give the character names?
Yes, sir.
Oh crap. Okay. Ted Danson? Nope, that's wrong. That's his name. I don't know the characters' names. I only know Norm. Pass.
Unbelievable. Yeah, tough week. All right, Frank.
Idiot.
I know Frasier.
I will say Norm, Cliff, and Frasier. I know that's not right.
Incorrect. Tim.
I'll say Sam, Norm, and Cliff.
And Scott.
That's who I said.
Sorry, you're wrong, Tim. Scott.
Idiot. But I said it in a different order. I thought it would be right if I said it in a different order.
Sam, Norm, and Carla.
Unfreaking believable. He got it right.
Wow.
What?
Sam, Carla, and Norm.
Wow.
I forgot.
Here we go.
Wow.
What was Woody Harrelson's character?
Here we
Woody.
Go.
He was Woody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I completely forgot about
Carla. He was keeping score over there.
I would never have thought she was in every episode, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And Sam, Carla, Norm. You got the score.
Way to go, Scott. Okay. We're rooting for you.
Yeah. I know John Londa.
Way to go, buddy.
Limey, TV trivia or numbers?
I'll go TV trivia as well.
Trivia?
Yeah, I heard that, too.
No, I've got an accent. We've established this.
All right. What was the first TV network to broadcast in full color?
In full color?
Mm-hmm.
ABC?
That is correct.
Woo!
Wow!
Yeah!
I thought you would say
NBC.
Wow,
I would have thought NBC.
I would have said NBC.
Yeah.
Good job.
Way to go, Limestone.
So, thank you. Scott, you're keeping score over there? Okay.
It's Scott 1, Dan nothing, Limey 1, me nothing, Tim nothing.
Okay. We are now at Frank, and your categories are numbers or television trivia.
I have to stay with TV trivia. Okay. I'm sorry, I don't know anything about numbers.
I do have a limited number of categories or questions. All right. Your question, who was the first female to guest host Saturday Night Live?
Whoa.
This is just impossible.
First female
to host?
Guest host, yeah.
Okay.
Candace Bergen.
That is correct.
What? Wow. What? Are you serious?
Wow. You just pulled that out of the air.
Wow.
Man,
I'm as shocked as anyone.
Wow. Yeah. And you have the best luck when you just pull out random numbers.
Tim, did you know that?
No.
Okay.
I did.
Yeah, I didn't know it. I guessed it.
That is correct.
Good job.
Okay. We now come to Tim Woodburn. Tim, TV trivia or numbers?
Numbers.
Okay. Let's see here. How many points do you need to win a game of badminton?
21.
That is also correct.
Hey! There's only one person with zero, and that's Dan Stroud.
Hello, everybody.
Me, Dan. Badminton.
All right, Scott, TV trivia or numbers?
TV trivia.
Okay. Arthur Carlson was a character on what television sitcom?
WKRP in Cincinnati.
That is correct.
My goodness.
Wow. He didn't even need a second.
We have a person in the lead, and to everyone's shock, it's Scott Sherman.
Still early.
With two, Dan with nothing, Limey one, me one, Tim one.
Scott prefers to refer to as his nickname, Double X.
Double X. Dan, pick a category.
I'll try numbers.
Okay. How many eyes do spiders have?
Oh, man.
Depends on the spider.
What do you think he is, an entomologist? That's
eight.
The person who studies
eight,
those
he
spiders.
Said it. That's correct.
Yeah, that
eight.
Is.
Oh, one for each leg.
Ah, everybody guessing.
Yeah, he's got an eye on each leg.
Well, an eye for each leg.
Yeah.
Limey?
Except the Sammy Davis Jr. spider.
Yeah,
Limey. Just got seven.
Okay, go ahead.
I guess I'll pick TV trivia again.
TV trivia for you. Here we go. The first interracial kiss happened on what television show?
I Love Lucy.
That's not a bad guess, but that's incorrect.
Ah, crap.
Idiot. Frank?
Interracial.
Julia?
I don't know what that
Holy
is.
Holy cow!
Well, that was a TV show. It was the first female.
Diane Carroll.
Yeah, she was the first star of her own primetime show.
Wow.
I'm sorry to inform you. That is incorrect. Well, Tim?
You know, I'm going to guess NYPD Blue.
That is also incorrect. Idiot. Scott?
I'm going to say All in the Family.
Incorrect. Idiot. Dan?
Oh, that was out. I was going to say that.
Dan, you always say
no,
that.
No, I was going to say All in the Family. Jeffersons.
No, that is incorrect.
Do I get another guess?
No, the Cosby Show?
No. The answer is Star Trek.
Wow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was that
the original Captain one Kirk? With Spock and everything?
I believe so, yeah.
Wow.
Star Captain Trek. Kirk and...
Dan, okay. We don't need the names of the whole cast.
Things to do here. So now we're at you, right, Limey? No, who guessed that?
No, I just took a guess.
Okay, so it's Frank. Me. Okay, television trivia or numbers, Frank?
TV trivia again.
Okay. Let's see here. In the show Everybody Loves Raymond, Frank Barone often talks about being in the military fighting in what country?
I've never seen but pieces of that show, never watched the whole episode. I don't even know who that character is. Is he the father?
Steve Boyle was Frank Barone.
Talked about fighting in what country? France, I don't know.
That is incorrect.
Germany.
Whoa. That is also incorrect.
Idiot.
Korea.
That is correct.
Oh. Knew it.
Well, of course it is.
I knew it.
Of course it is.
That is
3-1 to 1 to 1 to 1.
Tim.
Numbers.
Okay. How many categories are there for a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Oh, and he's told us this before.
See, you're paying attention.
Damn it.
I know you weren't. How many different categories are there to earn a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
8.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry. Scott?
5.
That is correct.
You know what? This is not even fun for the listeners or us. Only for Scott.
Sorry, Candace Bergen.
Sorry.
What's the
Tim
point?
Guessed number. So it's Scott's turn now, right?
What's the point?
Yeah.
Oh, keep going.
Pick a category. Actually, it's TV trivia.
TV trivia.
Okay, this is the last question I have for TV trivia.
I wonder who's going to win.
What was the first automaker to advertise on television?
Chevrolet.
That is correct. 1946.
No, this is beyond
ridiculous.
Now,
that was going to be my answer regardless.
And he said it pretty confidently.
Wow.
Yeah.
Doris Day.
I'll take numbers,
Bill. Didn't she sing that?
No.
Wasn't
Dinah Shore.
Dinah Shore.
Do we keep going?
Why not?
We keep going.
Yeah.
I'll go through.
Drive the stake further in the heart.
Dan?
You know, the problem I have with the last question is Scott was going to say Chevrolet before he even heard the question.
Yeah.
It seemed like it.
Yeah.
What was the first?
Chevrolet! Remember who's listening at home.
Right.
Okay. Dan? Numbers is all I got left.
Yeah.
Okay. What year did Dick Clark host his first Times Square New Year's broadcast?
That's a tough one.
Holy moly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 1986.
Is that a guess?
Yes.
Wrong.
No.
Limey.
1969.
Also incorrect.
These are all just wild guesses. 1970. I don't know.
Incorrect. Tim.
I'll say 12 BC.
Also incorrect.
Well, he was old.
Scott, can you do it again?
1978.
No.
Thank goodness he didn't get that. Incorrect. If he'd gotten that,
that would have been.
I think I'd have set this place on fire.
The answer, you were close, Frank. 1972.
I would have rioted if he had got that right.
1972. All right, Limey.
I guess numbers.
Yeah, numbers. How many ounces are in a pound?
Oh, 32?
Incorrect.
Oh, my 16. God.
Frank.
Whoops.
Well, it's 16.
Yeah,
16.
Right. I'm an idiot. Oh. My bad.
Point for Frank.
He's
well,
English.
At least I'm in second place.
You got to be kidding me.
They invented that stuff. He didn't get it.
Hey, he spent 19 years where they have leaders and meters.
I instantly corrected myself.
They don't have that stuff in England.
Answer, which sets you up for the right answer.
Hey, Limey, do they have? They don't have leaders and meters there, don't they?
Yeah.
No, they do. They have a metric system.
It's all leaders, meters.
They still invent
kilograms, kilometers, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, Frank. We'll do Frank and Tim here. Okay, Frank, let's see here. How many orgasms does a penguin have each year?
What?
One.
That is correct.
What the hell? What? Now, that was a guess. I was trying to be funny.
One.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had many married men. I mean, okay.
I was going to say, that's one more than Frank.
That hurt, and it cut me.
All right, so Tim, this will be our last question here. How many lifeboats did the Titanic have?
Not enough.
Unfortunately, that is your answer. That was your answer, I think.
152.
Incorrect. Scott?
30.
Incorrect. Dan?
20.
That is correct.
Ooh. Way to go, Dan.
Is that it? Is
Everybody
it over?
Everybody has gone through, yes.
And ladies and gentlemen, the final score is Scott 5, Dan 2, Limey 1, me 3, Tim 1, and the winner. And we're excited for our good buddy, Scott Charman.
Yeah.
In case anyone was wondering, there are 27 stars on the Brazilian flag.
What Scott didn't know was before the show, before he got here, we all said, "No, but Scott wins today. He's our friend." We all said that.
To mix it up a little.
Oh, wait. No, we didn't. Okay. You know how to get out of here.
Yeah, I know how to get out of here. All right. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. More at windowworldst.louis.com. I want to thank Bonnie from Illinois for a really nice email. She just, I'll edit it as I read it and shorten it, but she said she went to the Glen Carbon location, the First Community Credit Union. Said, I could not be happier with the help I received from Barb, the financial service consultant. She was very patient with me, helped me set up the account on my phone, gave me her card, told me to call if I had any questions, gave me information on the auto loans and credit card rate, and explained they could handle everything. I'm not going to read it all, but she said I was sure to tell her that I'm a member specifically because I'm AM and the PM, and she said she's a big fan too. And we briefly talked about the yard sale. She said, I've been a listener for 20 years, and I hope this show's around for a long time. Well, Bonnie, the great email. Thank you for that. My grandson will be 7 next month. Wow. He goes down and plays behind his, not exactly behind his house, but in his neighborhood, there's a creek, and the boys go down, and there's a pipe. I guess just like a section of some sort of concrete pipe, and somebody had spray painted the F word on it. So he came and he got his dad, my son, and said, you think you need to see this? He said, look, somebody put a bad word. And then he said, you know, it's a good thing I can't read.
They knew what the word was.
In Philadelphia, and I would imagine other places, there's a huge problem that the sewer systems are having. People are now flushing face masks and gloves. Idiots. Right. Gloves and face masks down the toilet. You can't do that. Okay. And one of my favorite actors has a birthday today. Bruce Dern is 84 today and still acting, still getting parts. I always felt sorry for Bruce Heck. That guy almost made it, but he just not quite.
Oh, I see what you
Let me repeat
there.
That because you might have missed it. Bruce Heck. Bruce Dern. No, didn't deserve it. No,
I don't get it.
Heck, Dern, Bruce Dern. Oh, Dern. Heck.
Oh,
you
heck.
Get it?
Girl, that's a stretch.
Still don't get it.
Okay.
That's a real
well,
stretch.
Now I really know it doesn't deserve anything.
We mentioned earlier, but Prince Charles is encouraging Limey, your old home, people in Great Britain and in France and Canada, to, while they're home quarantined, to eat more cheese. He wants
cheese.
To, that's right, Rad Boy. He wants to support the dairy farmers and, and get that product. So he is encouraging that. And Ashton Kutcher, who I don't think is a rocket scientist, I don't know, but I'm going to read you his quote, and you tell me if you can really understand it, because I can't. Here's what Ashton Kutcher said. Quote, when it comes to Black Lives Matter, I think what folks that are writing All Lives Matter need to understand that for some people, black lives don't matter at all. So for us, black lives matter. So while you may have the best intentions in saying all lives matter, remember, for some people, black lives don't matter at all. What? What did he say? I didn't yet understand any of what he just said. So way to go, Ashton. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There are two attorneys. Scott, I'll dedicate this to you. It's an attorney, Joe. Two attorneys share an office together. They're partners in a law firm. And they hire this smoking hot, I mean, Victoria's Secret, Sports Illustrated swim. Think of the hottest women you've ever seen. That's what she looked like. And one of the attorneys ends up getting a date with her. Now, normally in the workplace, you don't, they can't help themselves. I mean, that's how hot she is. So he goes out with her. And then Monday morning, his partner, his attorney partner says, well, man, he says, hey, how was that? He said, you know, she's hot and she's, I know, really super good looking, but I actually think my wife is better in bed than she was. The guy goes, really? He said, yeah, I do. So a couple of weeks go by, and the other partner says, you know what? I got a date with her this weekend, the new hot chick. He said, let me know how it goes. He said, I will. So the second attorney goes out with her. Monday morning, he goes back to work, and his partner said, well, you went out with her. Did you guys, you know? He goes, yeah, we did. He said, what'd you think? He said, you're right. Your wife is better.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by the T.J. Martell Foundation. Join the T.J. Martell Foundation in the fight against leukemia, cancer, and AIDS. Your support helps facilitate cutting-edge research that will lead to more effective treatments. Visit tjmartell.org to learn how you can help. Only the left lane getting by an accident southbound 55 at Route M. Traffic jams at Imperial Main. Your bumper-to-bumper westbound 44 from Gray Summit all the way to a crash in the left lane west of Highway 100 Washington. Accident eastbound 70 ramp 2 Cave Springs westbound 70 jams through 141. And you have protesters on Lindbergh between Newhalls Ferry and Waterford. It is closed. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
For the trusted service of a local company with the reach of the national brands, Coast to Coast Equipment and Supplies is the only choice. Postage equipment, copiers, shredders, and general office supplies, all centrally located for businesses on both sides of the river. Their technicians have over 75 years of experience working with top brands like Toshiba, Brother, and more. For full office solutions, call Coast to Coast Equipment and Supplies at 800-211-5987 or visit ctcstl.com. Mention you heard about them on 590 The Fan for an additional discount.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
The Favazzas family want to send out a big thank you to all their loyal customers who helped support their efforts to provide meals to frontline workers around the St. Louis area. Their dining room and patio are open now, and the Favazzas menu you know and love will still be available through carryout and curbside pickup. Tony, John, and Mark are putting the safety of their guests and employees first, following all protocols and guidelines. Check out favazzas.com for the full menu and ordering info, or they'll see you on the Hill.
Diana from Neustetter's Fine Jewelers here to remind you, we don't just offer the best pieces, we offer one of the last master hand engravers in our country. My father can create timeless, personal, and unforgettable pieces. Come by our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or learn more online at wowdiamonds.com.
Oh, he'll have no complaints, or shouldn't have. He's got a big chunk of time to use to hopefully entertain us. He is Mike Evans. He's in Dallas, Texas. Brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are in Chesterfield Valley. I think most of you know where that is. They're east of almost all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. They're closed only on Monday. Yes, you will need reservations at Annie Gunn's for dinner, and I recommend it for lunch, especially now since there's, you know, partial seating. They can't cram people in there the way they used to. And gift cards. Don't forget about that. People buy them in there, multiple people, every single day. They're always a good idea. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. From Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans.
Different
reaction to that wine.
Yeah, I've had a couple glasses already.
Okay, couple of glasses. I mean, two or maybe more.
Two full glasses.
Oh, two full glasses. Okay. What do you have for us today?
Okay, I have a couple of very different lists for you today.
Okay.
Publicists have just named the four oldest, best-looking actors in Hollywood. They are number four, 69-year-old Michael Douglas.
He's 69?
Hey, shut up. Knock it off.
That.
Knock it off.
Is that Cheese Boy?
No, not, it's Rat Boy, not Cheese.
Hey,
I'm sorry, Rat Boy. He didn't mean it. No, these two knuckleheads at work here, they're interns. Every time somebody says 69, they laugh. We don't know why.
Oh, they're always thinking of something to eat, homie.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
By the way, this is National Cheese Day.
Yeah.
What about that, Rat Boy?
Cheese.
Rat Boy loves it. He loves it. In fact, he beats the drums. He's so happy.
It's National Cheese Day. It really is. I'll tell you one thing, though. When Rat Boy cuts the cheese, you don't want to lick the knife.
That's right, Rat
that
Boy.
Right now. Huh?
No, nothing. Just Rat Boy reacting.
Number three, 74-year-old Al Pacino. Number two, 75-year-old John Voight. Number one, 84-year-old Clint Eastwood.
You know who else is 84 today? Bruce Dern.
Who?
Bruce Dern.
Really?
84 today.
Wow. The very same publicist also named the very four most beautiful actresses of all times. Number four, Marilyn Monroe. Number three, I don't get this. Scarlett Johansson.
I don't either. I don't either.
She's Marilyn gorgeous. Blows her away.
I don't think Marilyn Monroe. Around. I don't even think Marilyn Monroe was that beautiful. She was sexy.
Beautiful.
Number two, you ready?
Yeah.
Audrey Hepburn.
Okay.
I would.
I'll go with that.
Number one. Take a guess, honey. Take a guess for yourself.
I don't know.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Okay, I agree.
She was something else.
I remember the first time they ever did that, Sexiest Man Alive or World's Most Beautiful Woman. The first time they came out with that World's Most Beautiful Woman, I still remember who it was. And I was young. Mm-hmm. Catherine Deneuve was the woman they said was the most beautiful woman in the world. And she was, but boy, that Liz Taylor. Whew. She was spectacular.
Clint Eastwood is 90.
Yeah, what did Mike say?
I think 84.
Oh, they're correcting you. They're saying Clint Eastwood's 90 years old.
Yeah.
He just turned 90.
This is awkward.
This is about to get even.
No, Clint Eastwood is 90 years old. I even said that the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then who just said he was 84?
These are these publicists.
Oh.
They were listing them by age. They were listing them by what was the best looking. I have to go and check all of these.
Oh,
actually.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, and you're also a wine
it
drinker.
It is number 4, number 3, number 2, number 1, but obviously their ages are wrong.
Blame it on the wine.
I don't know. Weekend's viewing suggestions, the movie Invisible Man with Elizabeth Moss. I find her very sexy.
I don't.
Is available on demand. I reviewed this when it was in theaters. I really, really liked this. It's a great thriller. The Invisible Man, he dies, but then there's an ugly divorce before he dies, and then he comes back invisible and terrorizes her.
Want to hear one of my Invisible Man jokes, because it's really quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me, Mr. Evans, the Invisible Man is here. Tell him I can't see him. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, guys.
I thought it was a good joke.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
There's a couple of TV series worth binging. One has been around for a while, but still must see. Little Fires Everywhere, Reese Witherspoon.
We watched it all and loved it.
Good.
It was great.
Yeah.
And Damages with Glenn Close has been around even longer, but it's a fabulous series. Every mean joke made about attorneys can be associated with Glenn Close's character in this. Oh, 4 stars for Damages.
Okay.
Shop Talk, Radio Shop Talk, huge story in Variety magazine with the headline, The Death of K-Rock. When I was at K-Rock, it was considered the greatest radio station in the world. Now in Los Angeles, it went from number 1 when I was there to number 27, and they're changing formats, probably going country.
Did you make it number 1? Did you send them to number 1?
No, the music made it number 1. Rick Carroll, our program director, best program director I ever worked for.
Modest.
Odds and ends, there's talk of an intervention this weekend for 22-year-old Kylie Jenner, not for booze, not for drugs, it's her spending. Kylie Jenner is a billionaire, and her family is still very worried about her spending too much money. It's reported that she spent $100 million in the last 18 months.
Wow.
That's a pretty good chunk of change. Well, a few Gulfstream jets, that'll do it.
Yeah. If you want some good reading, look at the story of Johnny Depp and his agents and how they're at war with each other and the money that he spent on himself, how out of control he was in real life.
Wow.
He's ridiculous.
It's amazing.
He's ridiculous. Johnny Depp grew up in the ghettos in Florida. I know a lot of stuff about Johnny Depp. His best friend is a radio buddy of mine. Follow-up story regarding Alicia Silverstone admitting that she bathes with her 9-year-old son.
Mm.
When she was asked about it, when she would stop bathing with him, Alicia said, probably when he reaches puberty.
Boy,
that's a bit weird.
30 seconds.
That's
30
a bit
seconds.
Weird.
No! Yes,
San
30 Houston, seconds.
Tarantino's Theater, Beverly Cinema, and Los Angeles suffered damages
Thursday.
Due to the writing.
Aloha Thursday.
Mike, Aloha Thursday, and you only have 20 seconds. You have to go. You got to do it.
Aloha Thursday. No, yeah. We're going one day. We're going to play it. Aloha Friday. Let
Thursday.
He said it. He fixed it.
We all
A little bit shortened version of it, but that's because he waited too late to start it, and we waited too late to warn him. Thank more than ever a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am
just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Ken, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
590 The Fan, with your local talent covering your St. Louis team. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
Well, we got some motion in the NBA as the league's Board of Governors approved a 22-team format to restart the 2019-2020 season in Orlando. The NBA also set an August 25th date for the draft lottery and set the NBA draft for October the 15th. Now, as far as the regular season goes, the NBA regular season will last just 16 days. The league will play 5 to 6 games per day, and then every squad will have at least one back-to-back over its 8 regular season games. The NBA finals layout will have games scheduled every other day, with it being a best-of-7 series. The NCAA rules, NBA draft prospects who want to return to school have until 10 days after the NBA draft to combine, or August 3rd, whichever date comes first. NBA also canceled the remainder of the G League season. I'm David Gascon.